Today, our guest is Hugh Cathy. Hugh has 20-plus years of senior leadership experience managing all corporate functions while guiding rapid revenue growth in the companies he's led. So his superpower, if you were, is the ability to raise money and scale. And he has profitably exited several companies. So let's go over to Hugh. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Thank you, Maureen. As I've looked at my career since you and I first started talking about doing this show, I've tried to distill my thinking about the tools that I've acquired, and it has struck me that in all the conversations that you and I have had about effective leadership, it's built, it's a science, it doesn't just happen. Effective leaders have to learn how to be leaders. And so as I've reflected back on my career, I arrived at some of the most important learning moments that I had that really taught me what kind of a leader I wanted to be, and then how do I become that leader. For me, it began with education at my first employer years ago, AT&T, large telecommunications company. In those days, when you went to work for AT&T, you were not even allowed to talk to a customer unless you've had 6 months of training, not just technical training, but you know, how do you deal with people, interpersonal skills? How do you get a potential customer to become a live customer? How do you get the people that work for you and around you to help you achieve the organization's objectives? Most of the business leaders that I work with categorize their problem areas into not enough revenue, revenue not growing fast enough, and people issues. And the people issues are really the most critical ones. And those are the ones that respond most effectively to outstanding leadership. So as I look at my leadership style, it's very collaborative. It is very much along the lines of mistakes have to be made in order to learn how to do things right. It means that people have to be led. They can't be pushed. It means that people have to have their say. They may not get their way, but everybody gets to have their say.
Well, you certainly want them to be thinking and have a voice.
Exactly, exactly. And they have to be clear on what the goals and objectives are of the organization.